Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, February 12th. Michigan has passed a sobering milestone in the nearly year-long battle with COVID-19. Steve Carmody reports.
As of Thursday, the state of Michigan has tallied more than 15,000 deaths from COVID-19. The milestone comes as the state's COVID daily death toll continues to slump from its mid-December peak. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Michigan since the beginning of the pandemic almost a year ago is above 572,000, though the number of new cases confirmed daily has been trending lower since late November. I'm Steve Carmody.
The UK coronavirus strain has been identified in a growing number of counties in Michigan. Jennifer Morse is the medical director for the Central Michigan, Mid-Michigan, and District 10 health departments. As of Tuesday, only 10 counties had cases of the strain, but she says it is likely much more widespread than that.
It's more contagious, and it's just much more prevalent than we know, and not every single case can be or will be genotyped to know what variant it is.
Morse says it's not easy to detect the new strain. In order to identify it, the sample needs to be genotyped, and that takes far longer than a regular COVID test. She says most counties only send randomly selected samples to be genotyped. Michigan schools are facing a call for a longer school year. The state superintendent made the recommendation earlier this month before a joint House and Senate Education Committee. Brian Pearson is the superintendent of Gaylord Schools. He says he believes it may be a necessary step for some schools, but says it needs to be an educated decision.
As you look at a lot of schools, some schools have been able to be in session face-to-face. Some still aren't. And I think the response to that needs to be individual. So for some schools, it may mean that that extension needs to be a week. Maybe for some, it's some after-school programs. But I think it really needs to be a data-driven decision.
Pearson says his district is still waiting for standardized test results to return. So far, he says he's optimistic that his district is on track and it won't have to go longer this school year. Michigan's top doctor says the state is planning to prioritize the most marginalized in accessing the COVID-19 vaccine. Michelle Jokish-Polo has more.
Black Americans have been receiving coronavirus vaccinations at lower rates than whites. To address these disparities, Michigan Chief Medical Executive Dr. Jonae Caldoun says the state will be allocating vaccines based on the CDC's Social Vulnerability Index.
But it's basically a factor that brings in things like race, language, disability status, income, educational attainment, and we actually use that factor to allocate doses across the state.
Caldoun spoke at a virtual town hall on Wednesday evening, addressing vaccine skepticism in the Black community. With this equity-minded plan, Caldoun hopes to reduce and flatten disparities in communities hardest hit by the pandemic. In Michigan, these communities have been predominantly Black and Latinx. I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer unveiled her $67 billion proposed budget yesterday. Now she must sell her plan to the legislature's Republican leaders. More on that from Rick Pluta.
The relationship between the Democratic governor and GOP leaders has hovered between frosty and hostile, with fights over the state's COVID-19 response often at the center. The governor said settling disagreements on return-to-school plans, helping businesses, and vaccine distribution is critical as the response moves from crisis management to recovery.
In the face of historic colliding crises, we must do more and we must be better. This budget is a step in the right direction.
The new budget year begins October 1st, but Whitmer said it's crucial for the legislature to move before then to allocate federal COVID response funds that are already earmarked for Michigan. I'm Rick Pluta.
Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson has been asked to make campus carbon neutral by 2050 or sooner. A professor's open letter to campus has been signed on to by more than 1,000 students, faculty, and staff. Northern climate advocate John O'Brien says even taking small steps like changing light bulbs to LED lighting can dramatically alter the school's carbon footprint.
There's a lot of possibilities to get started right away and to have a highly visible effort undertaken by the university.
Erickson says he looks forward to working on renewable energy issues with the greater campus community. In our forecast, we have a winter weather advisory in effect for the counties along the Lake Huron shoreline in northeast lower Michigan through this afternoon. Another 3 to 5 inches of lake effect snow is possible in the advisory area. For the rest of the state, it'll be mostly cloudy today. A bit of scattered snow this morning, but only an inch or two expected. Highs for the lower peninsula in the low 20s, the UP near 13, minus 11 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.